Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony Cullen from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in your area about local issues, and your opinions are needed. This call is quick and confidential. Okay, would you have a few minutes of your time to help us with the survey, ma'am?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, ma'am, first question, just for qualification purposes. Do you think of yourself as a male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, just for qualification purposes, what is the year of your birth? Just the year is fine.
48.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, what is the highest level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received?
Associate degree.
Associate. Okay. All right, ma'am. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
African American.
Okay. So no, not Hispanic, right? So African American. Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Are you registered to vote, or like many people are not registered?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, ma'am. How satisfied would you say you are with the direction in which the country? Would you say you're very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Dissatisfied.
Would that be very dissatisfied or just somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. All right, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote on this, on the upcoming November 2024 elections, with 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning that neither likely or unlikely?
10.
Okay. All right, thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in this November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated and 10 meaning that you're extremely motivated? Okay. All right, ma'am, how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate your amount of power that you feel that your vote has to make, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 meaning that your vote has a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, ma'am, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? Racism and discrimination, abortion, criminal justice reform and police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, climate change, healthcare, cost of living and inflation, jobs in the economy, voting rights and democracy, student loan forgiveness, teaching history in schools, immigration, or crime and violence. You can pick two to be the most important to you when voting.
Well, you have to learn them again. What's the first one? What's that?
The first one was racism and discrimination. The second one, abortion, criminal justice reform, and police violence, Israel-Palestine conflict, climate change.
The violence.
The criminal justice reform and police violence, that'd be one.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then I got climate change, healthcare, cost of living and inflation, jobs in the economy.
Cost of living and healthcare.
All right. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and now I'd like to rate your feelings, how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 5, that you feel, neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of, people or groups, please indicate as well. The first one would be Congressional Black Caucus. Very unfavorable, neutral, or very favorable from 0 to 10?
Very favorable.
What number would you give it from 0 to 10? All the way to 10 or 9? Or 10. You can give me any number. 10. All right, J.D. Vance.
I give him a 10.
A 10? Okay, Donald Trump.
I'm sorry. No, not Vance.
Not Vance, right?
Ross.
What number?
Ross? You come out of here, Vance?
J.D. Vance, or what number would you give?
Zero.
Remember, zero is very cold and unfavorable, and five is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
Well, zero. I don't like it.
So, zero. Okay. What about Donald Trump?
Zero. I don't like him.
Okay. Joe Biden?
A 10.
A 10. Okay. Democrats in Congress?
10.
Project 2025?
A zero.
Okay, and Kamala Harris?
A 10.
A 10. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, third party or independent candidate, or maybe undecided still?
Her name is Kamala, not Kabbalah.
Okay, Kamala Harris?
Yes.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Would that be very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
Very certain.
Okay. And if the election for if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or undecided?
Democratic.
Okay, and would you say the Democrats in Congress keep none of their promises, only a few of their promises, some of their promises, or all of their promises to Black Americans?
All of them.
All of their promises, all right? All right, ma'am, and does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for a Democrat for Congress? Or if it makes no difference either way?
Make me more.
Much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
You said, give me that again.
Okay, does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more likely or less likely to vote for Democrats for Congress? Or it makes no difference one way or the other?
More likely, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, ma'am. And thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against, you know, the other candidate to keep them out of the office?
To get them in the office.
Okay, so you
to keep,
for them
keep
to get
them in,
them in
to keep them in the office.
Okay, the first one, right? All right, ma'am, and we almost done with this survey. I'm only going to read to you some statements. Okay, next I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means the statement is very convincing reason to vote for the Democrats for Congress, 5 is neither convincing or unconvincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress, but you may select any number from 0 to 10. Okay, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the Black community. Democrats in Congress passed the historic infrastructure investment to help build, you know, up transportation, assist Black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change. Would you say that's not all convincing reason to vote Democratic, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
So what number would you give him of convincement from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. Every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have a lower health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of Black families. With 1.7 million Black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and in the, you know, uninsured rate of Black Americans dropping to just 11%. Not at all convincing, neither convincing or unconvincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10.
Very convincing.
Would that be all 10 or 9? What number would you give it? Okay. Oh. 10.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, and as our loved ones are aging, you know, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin costs at just $35 and making many vaccines free. Not convincing, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or very convincing. From 0 to
10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Okay. When black witnesses, businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress work with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to black businesses ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. Not convincing, neither convincing nor unconvincing, or very unconvincing, very convincing, from 0 to 10.
10, very convincing.
Okay, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress work with Harris, you know, Biden-Harris administration to enroll 8 million American households who are able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households. Not convincing, neither convincing, unconvincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10.
Convincing, 10.
Okay. And the last one says, corporate greed is driving up costs, okay? With the impact of the impact felt most by Black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as, you know, overdraft fees and credit card late fees, the Biden-Harris administration is taking action on this predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions and putting money back into the pockets of Black Americans. Would you say that's not convincing, neither convincing nor convincing, or very convincing, from 0 to 10?
It's 10 convincing.
Okay. All right, ma'am. Thank you very much. All right, ma'am. Thinking of the message you just heard, okay, which of the following statements best describes how you feel? You can select up to two options, okay? The first one says, when we vote, the leadership that invests in us makes our communities stronger. Number two says, they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. Number three, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. Number four, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. And number five says, we have made progress, but there's still work to be done this November.
Well, yes, there's still work to be done.
Which one would you say the last one? Progress, but there's still work to be done, and what else? You can pick two, okay? Those choices.
There's still work to be done, for one, and then I can't recall what all you said before.
The first one was
something
when
about
were,
my vote. The one that said about my vote will help make all the communities work better.
Oh, okay. We have the power to deliver our communities' need when we vote, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. And we just have a few questions to ask you. Again, this is the same questions
I
asked at the beginning.
I thought you were too.
We're almost done, ma'am. We're almost done. I'm just going to read it real quick, and you can just say what number, okay, and we should be done. We just have a few more questions. Okay, as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices in November. How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election, with 10 meaning that you're extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning that you're neither likely or unlikely to vote, or 0, that you are not at all likely to vote, but you can pick any number from 0 to 10.
And I'm going to vote. I think I answered that question.
Okay, yes, ma'am. They're just making sure that you didn't change your mind, okay? And how motivated
are
you to vote?
No, I didn't change my mind.
Okay.
I didn't change my mind. Everything I told you.
Okay. How
everything
motivated
I told you, I thought about.
November 2024 election on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
You still ask me the same question. I don't answer them. Bye.
What number would you say? Thank you.